Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Listening to The Drive at 5 Live, and I am your weekly host, Patricia McDowell. Each week, we will guide you to the road to a healthy wellness and a wellness lifestyle with beneficial results. We have, today we're going to talk about, I decided not to have a guest today because I wanted to in honor of Mother's Day, I wanted to talk about something that's, you know, really dear and near to my heart. And for those of you who listen to my show, you know that I'm really big on breast cancer and breast cancer awareness. And I truly believe if any of you who will listen to the call and you have someone in mind that you know that you really love, this is a time to text them, quickly call them and tell them to get on the phone and or go to their computer so that they can listen to The Drive at 5 Live so that they will not miss this important information in which I'm going to share with each and every one of you today. And as you know, those individuals who are unable to listen to The Drive at 5 Live on the internet, you know, you can always call in while you're driving, put your phone on speaker, and you can listen to The Drive at 5 Live. And that telephone number, for those who you may not know, the number is, now I'll give it 2 seconds, I'm pulling it up because I don't know it by heart. But that number is 347-855-8101. That's 347-855-8101. So you could always call in. And as you know, what you can also do if you are not on the if you are on the internet, you can always go back to shows and listen to them. And you can go back and you can listen to the show, and each show is listed not by name, but it's listed by the dates. So if you see if there's a show you like on a certain day, go back to blogtalkradio.com/ The Internet Chronicle, and you will see that information listed. Okay, so we're gonna get started, and just give me 1 minute. I have to increase our time so the show won't get cut off midstream. So let me get that together, and I want to, before we begin, talk about one of our sponsors, since I'm the one who's going to be speaking today, since I'm the guest. I want to make sure that I put in the right advertisement at the right time. So the first thing we're going to talk about is Lifestyle Dream Vacation. In the unique Dominican Republic, imagine a place with 1,000 miles of pristine beaches overlooking a crystalline turquoise sea, a place where the midday siesta is still a time-honored tradition and free-spirited. Merengue is the natural dance of choice, unhurried, unencumbered, and unbelievably liberating from everyday cares and stress. This is the lifestyle holiday vacation resort in the enchanting Dominican Republic, an all-inclusive vacation experience reserved with you in mind. If you're planning a family trip or just a private getaway with you and your loved one, if you're planning a wedding or even a honeymoon, Lifestyle Dream Vacation is the place for you. Visit their website at www.lifestyledreamvacation.com. That's LifestyleDreamVacation.com. I guarantee you will have the time of your life. For many of you who have been following the show, and as you all know, we're 1 year, 2 months into our show, The Drive at 5 Live, and you know that I have a passion for breast cancer, breast cancer awareness, and wearing the proper bra. Though having breast cancer is frightening to everyone, and especially devastating to women, however, ignoring the possibilities that you may develop breast cancer or avoiding the process to detect cancer can be dangerous. You know, I remember, maybe about 20 years ago, maybe a little longer, I had a girlfriend who ignored the signs. She felt the lump in her breast and became frightened and did nothing. And sometimes that happens to us. We become so frightened that we can't move. And you don't want to do that with breast cancer. Or you just don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you're proactive. Although there are some women who are at higher risk, the fact is that all women are at risk for breast cancer. That is why it is important to follow the 3-step plan for preventative care. Although breast cancer cannot be prevented at the present time, early detection of problems provides the greatest possibility of successful treatment. And I'm going to repeat that again. although breast cancer cannot be prevented at the present time, early detection of problems provide the greatest possibility of successful treatment. And that's what happened to my girlfriend. She didn't act upon the early warning sign, and subsequently it cost her life. Prevention is better than cure, even for cancer. We should take a proactive stance against this dreaded disease. And we should teach our children, our children's children, to be proactive, not only in breast cancer, but in terms of our health in general. There are patterns for people who are at very high risk. Though they do not develop cancer, definite areas have to be observed and watched. So what can you do? What can you do starting today if you have not started these steps? There are three steps. There are three things that every woman should do. And again, we should teach our children to do the same. Number one, a woman should practice breast self-examination by as early as their 20s and continue the practice throughout her life. Even during pregnancy, even after menopause, breast self-examination should be done regularly at the same time every month. Regular breast self-examination teaches you to know how your breast normally feels, that you can be more readily detect any changes. And I have a girlfriend, another girlfriend, who, you know, followed her doctor's advice, and she did regular breast examination. And she went in, she had her mammogram done, and received the results, and the results were fine. Shortly after having the mammogram test results given to her, in her routine checkup of herself for breast examination, she felt something that was out of the ordinary. And she went back to her doctor, and she had to insist that they go and do further testing. And she really had to be very aggressive with this. And don't let doctors, because they're a doctor, intimidate you. And so she was very aggressive, and so they did further testing, although she had just had the mammogram. Sure enough, she had breast cancer, and the breast had to be removed. So I say this, and thank God for this young lady, that she was already in a routine in examining her breasts, to be able to detect that there was a change. So what can these changes look like? Well, it could be the development of a lump. You may feel a lump that may not have been there before. It could be the size of a pea or smaller. You may see or notice a discharge other than breast milk. You may see swelling of the breast, skin irritation or dimpling, nipple abnormalities, pain or redness or scarness, turning inward. If you notice any of these changes in your breast, you should seek immediately a health care provider as soon as possible. I cannot stress that enough. So the first thing you want to do, again, I cannot stress, is breast self-examination, and we should teach our children to do the same. Again, the same time every month. Number two, you should go and have a breast examination by a physician or a nurse trained to evaluate breast problems. And that should be part of a woman's physical examination. The American Cancer Society recommends between the ages of 20 and 39, women should have a clinical breast examination by a health professional every 3 years. After age 40, women should have a breast exam by a health professional every year. A physical breast examination by a physician or a nurse is very similar to the procedures used for breast self-examination. Women who routinely practice breast self-examination will be prepared to ask the important questions and have their concerns addressed during this time. So when you go to your regular general practitioner or you, wherever you're going to have your examination, as part of your examination process, there should be a breast examination. Even when you go to your GYN, there should be a breast examination. The third thing is a mammogram. What is a mammogram? A mammogram is a low-dose X-ray of the breast to find changes that may occur. It is the most common imaging technique, although there is, and we had the woman on our show, that they did thermal imaging. So you can do, I would suggest do both. Certainly Sandra advocates to have the thermal imaging, but sometimes it's very difficult to get your insurance to pay for that. But certainly that is an excellent choice to go with. Mammograms can detect cancer or other problems before a lump becomes as large enough to be felt, as well as assisting in the diagnosis of the breast cancer problem. Because when you begin, because when to begin and how often to have mammograms is controversial, but you should have a conversation with your physician about when you should start scheduling your mammogram. According to the National Cancer Institute, women in their 40s and older should begin having a screening mammogram on a regular basis every 1 or 2 years, but the American Cancer Society recommends that by age of 40, women should have a screening mammogram every year. A diagnosed mammogram may be required when a questionable area is found during the screening mammogram. Both organizations should suggest that women who may be at risk for breast cancer should talk with their physician about whether to begin having mammograms at an early age. And I had that conversation when I was in my 20s because my grandmother lost the battle of breast cancer. So breast cancer runs in my family on my father's side. So knowing this, I was a candidate to have to start my mammograms early and to have my mammograms done on a yearly basis. So you should have this conversation again with your physician. What things are recommended to avoid breast cancer? Well, you know, no one can really claim what's going to be the cure, again, for breast cancer. Well, this is a certain thing that you should avoid. And one of those things is to keep your weight within a healthy limit. Now, some of these things I'm going to share with you are things that we should be doing anyway, no matter what kind of health we're looking for, the healthy lifestyle we should be looking towards having. Fatness and breast cancer are interlinked. Women with menopause who are obese are affected later in life. As a second step, limit your alcohol intake. Overdrinking, irrespective of the brand, may cause breast cancer. Limit it to one drink a day or avoid it totally if you are at higher risk. Thirdly, be physically active. use your body and have an intake of healthy oxygen that works wonders for your immune system. And again, although we're talking about breast cancer and preventative measures, these are things that we should be doing anyway. Eat 20 to 30 grams of good fiber daily. This prevents the circulation of excess estrogens in the body. Whole grains, fruits, and vegetables have good fiber. Usually organically grown food to avoid pesticide links, which is sometimes linked to cancer. So if you can't afford that, or sometimes the food at like a whole food or a stew lettuce may be, or your health food may be a little more in price, you know, what you can do is wash and scrub your vegetables and fruit. Do that, scrub them very well before eating. Drink plenty of good water along with fiber. Water navigates the fiber through the body and flushes out toxins. Include flaxseed in your diet that contains lignin, which reduces estrogen production in the body and lowers the circulation in the body. And if you, those who have been listening to the show for a long time, you know we talked about flax seed. That's F-L-A-X seed, S-E-E-D. You may want to Google that and learn a little bit more about it and how you can get some of that. But we talked about that again on the show once. Keep away from all processed food. I'm going to say that again. Keep away from all processed food. And dairy products, which had with an enrichment of hormones. Now, what you can do, you should take one day out of the week. If you find your schedule is very busy, take one day out of the week and dedicate that particular day to making big portions of food. For example, what I do, particularly during the winter months, I have a very large, crock pot. And in that crock pot, I cook, I make a stew every week. And that stew is what I eat off of. So, you know, this way, if I'm running and I don't have time to cook in between my errands or my appointments, I can whip out that stew, heat it up real quick, eat it and go on the run, or have a piece of whole wheat toast with it, and a muffin, and grain muffin, and I'm off and running. So if you prepare your food in advance and then package it into and put it in your freezer, then you can, when you're rushed, you can have that item. So you won't have, this way you can avoid processed food. The next thing we have to do, you have to rest. You have to have proper rest and relax yourself. You pursue hobbies and build up positive feelings. Hobbies could be puzzle, putting a puzzle together, even doing a family puzzle, or knitting is great. I personally like to read, so every night before I go to bed, I read a couple of pages of a novel. So try to get some kind of hobbies, which that will relax you and help you to unwind. And last but not least, if you are a smoker, give up the cigarettes. Give up the cigarettes. Okay, let's talk about bras. Well, first of all, let me tell you a little bit of history about bras. Before the 1900s, there is very little evidence of garments that could be considered bras. In ancient history, there are mentions of a strip of cloth tied under the breast to support and reveal them, or strips of cloth tied around the breast to flatten them. The corset became popular starting in the 1500s, and it's one of and its one function was to lift and shape the breast upward. The modern bra, with its two separate cups, was gradually developed from the corset in the early 20th century in an attempt to manufacture a more comfortable underwear piece. Today, the bra has evolved from simple underwear into an actual, and I put in quotation marks, sexual garment that emphasizes the sexual nature of the breast. This can be readily seen, for example, by the terminologies used to advertise breasts: enticing, hot, ravishing, seducing, etc. It is no wonder feminists symbolically threw their bras into the trash or burned them in the 60s. Even today, going braless is sometimes connected with the women's movement. Interesting. Now, before we go on, let's talk about one of our friends of the show, and that's Jules by Elan. Do you know about the new Jules in Yonkers? It's Jules by Elan. Jules by Elan is now exclusively on the World Wide Web. You can browse the website at the comfort of your home or office. If you are looking for fabulous jewelry for every occasion, visit www.jewelsbyelan.com or call 914-512-8578. That's 914-512-8578, and that's Jules by Elan. And just because Mother's Day was yesterday, I know some of you have not bought all your gifts, consider buying that purse, that special person in your life, Jules from Jules by Elan. Okay, so let's talk about now the proper bra. And, you know, we hear about this, you know, wearing a proper bra. When we walk in our community, we look at people and we notice that they're not wearing a proper bra. So what is the proper bra? Okay, sagging or drooping of the breast is natural. I see a lot of people say, oh, my breast is sagging and my breast is drooping and, you know, and I see this other person, their breast is nice and perky. It is natural for the breast to sag or droop. It's an invariable process that happens to all women at some point in time, except those who have very small breasts. The most notable sagging happens with the process called breast-involved evolution, and that's what that means is when you're breastfeeding. But breasts can start drooping a little at any age because they do, and quote-unquote, not have muscles in them. The breast does not have muscles. They have ligaments and connective tissues. So when the gravity pulls the breast down, those ligaments and the skin can stretch, and so the breast then starts to droop. This depends on the elasticity of your skin and the ligaments, as determined by your genes and diet, and also on the normal aging process. Obviously, people who have large breasts will sag earlier, easier, since the gravity is pulling them down more. So, you know, again, sagging or drooping breasts is natural. Now, let's talk about, we talked about sagging breasts. We talked about the history of breasts. Let's talk a little bit about, does breast bra wearing have any links to breast cancer? Well, a study done by Sidney Ross Singer and Soma Griffmeier, They found, for example, that women who wore a bra 24 hours a day had 113-fold increase in breast cancer evidence compared to women who wore their bra less than 12 hours daily. And through my research for this radio show, it seemed that the articles in which I read, many of them suggest that women should wear their bras 12 hours or less. That seemed to be the magic number. They suggest that bras exert enough pressure to the breast and the surrounding areas to inhibit the flow of lymph, which then causes toxin and other waste materials to remain in the breast instead of being flushed out. So in other words, we should give our breasts a rest. Now, this effect may be due to the fact that most women just wear their wrong size bra, wear the wrong bra that may be too tight somewhere on their in that breast area. No one has done any studies investigating the link between breast cancer and how well the women's bras fit. Either way, for your breast health's sake, it's better to avoid wearing bras whenever possible. And for those of you for those occasions when you do need one, get a well-fitted bra. So what should you do? I know many of us who are speculating, if you're like myself, who are large and in that area, what should you do? The minute I come home, the minute my day ends, one of the things I do, I remove my bra. And I remove my bra, and that's it for the remainder of that day. Or if I find myself home for the day, say I'm doing a beauty rest day, or you know, I'm fortunate enough to have that day off, then what I would do during that time, I would not wear my bra during that day. So you need to have periods where you can let your breast breathe, you know, not wear the bra. We talked about that, and make sure that the bra that you wear, when you do wear a bra, is a bra that is well fitted. So that brings us to underwire bras. What is the benefits of underwire bras? The benefits on the underwire bras can't be denied. Most women see that they like the perkiness, no matter how many babies their breast fed, the additional cup size that it may allow, the overall firm support made from underwire bras of the choice of many women. But critics of underwire bras are pointing out that wearing an underwire bra every day can cut off circulation around your breasts and surrounding tissue, leading to potential health issues. I'm going to repeat that. But critics of underwire bras are pointing out that wearing an underwire bra every day can cut off circulation around your breasts and surrounding tissues, leading to potential health issues. So what a woman to do? Well, according to Alicia Vega, an intimate apparel expert, and she's a member of the AAFA's Intimate Apparel Council and the owner of Pamper Passion Fine Lingerie, she states that it is a passion of mine personally to educate women on taking a day off to wear a non-underwire or a supporter supportive camisole at least one day a week. While there are may not be strong medical proof or research to back up this valuable cause as of yet, it is still an important issue that we should all be aware of as women. Similarly, Dr. John Lee, an author of What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Breast Cancer, says, although research has not proven that underwire bras causes breast cancer, common sense says that if you don't block lymph glands circulation from under your breast with an underwire bra, it is going to be better for your breast health. So in other words, we have to take a break. It's for those who feel like it's absolutely necessary to wear underwire bra, you have to take a rest on there. There is no reason to wear an underwire or even a tight bra every day. Vago says, he continues to say, it's important to remember not to wear your bra more than 12 hours a day. It's also a good idea to massage the lymph glands under your armpit one or two times per week, especially if you are wearing underwire wear. I'm going to repeat that. It is also a good idea to massage the lymph glands under your armpit one or two times per week, especially if you are an underwire wearer. She reiterates that you need to take at least one day off from wearing a bra a week. Vega also suggests regular exercise to keep healthy circulation. Your underwire bra might not be completely unhealthy, but it may make sense to alternate it with other options and optional breast health. And one of our friends of the Drive at 5 Live is Artist International. Artist International has a wellness as well as a skincare and reshaping garments. And one of the things that Artist International has is the Angel Bra. And to learn more about the Angel Bra, visit the website bodymagic2go.com. That's BODYMAGICTOGO.com. That's bodymagic2go.com. And another one of our sponsors for the Drive at 5 Live is Elite Travel. If you are looking to plan your next travel vacation or business trip, let Elite Travel book and help plan your dream vacation. Individual, groups, cruises, all-inclusive resorts, or honeymoon, Elite Travel has just the right vacation for you. Plan today. Plan ahead. Visit your website, visit their website, I should say, at www.nyelitetravel.com. That's nyelitetravel.com for your next vacation. Okay, so getting back to our topic, the Angel Bra, as I just mentioned, with Artist International. Angel Bra, the right bra. I am a firm believer of the Angel Bra, and I would not dare leave my house without wearing the Angel Bra. I wear it every day. And like I said before, when I come in the house, when I come home and I'm home, whether it's for half an hour rest or an hour rest, I take off my bra and give my breasts the opportunity to be relaxed. The Angel Bra is made of a sturdy lace and powered net material that provides excellent benefits to firm, equalize, and completely reshape the bust without underwire. Isn't that great? You know, the straps on the Angel bra is designed so that it does not, so that the breast does not solely depend on the straps to keep it up. The structure of the bra itself, the cup and the band around the waist, around the back, is designed to actually hold the breast. So you will find that you won't have the indentation in the shoulders. Artist reshaping solution, when worn, provides proper support and makes the bust look firm and beautiful. It improves the posture. It helps eliminate the appearance of bust fragmentation. It helps to alleviate breast tenderness. It reaffirms and reshapes bust location. It provides correct positioning to help proper circulate oxygen-rich blood and nutrients. It relieves weight from the shoulders and relaxes the back muscle. And the suspension band helps to minimize or to add additional volume when used as a push-up bra. The cup sizes are from A to KK, and special sizes can be requested. The sizes are from 28 to 42, and the colors are beige, black, and white. And to wear an Angel bra, you have to be measured to ensure the proper fit. And one of the things I like about the Angel bra, I myself have been wearing the Angel bra. When you wear the Angel bra and when you're instructed how to properly put yourself in an Angel bra, an Angel bra actually comes apart. It reminds me of a nursing bra. When you properly put yourself in the Angel bra and you look at yourself, if you could see yourself in the back, you would notice that your back is now flat because you bring all that fatty tissue forward. You lean forward and you bring all that fatty tissue through the triangle hole in the front. In addition to that, you'll find that you won't have, and this is why I suffered with, I would have the bulging out on the sides of my breast. You will find when you pull all that forward, you will not have that situation occurring. I've been wearing my Angel bra, I think my second year of wearing an Angel bra, and I cannot see myself wearing anything else. And I have moved from one size to a smaller size, and I can see that my current size is too big, so now I have to order my third size, which I am absolutely happy about. And with or without the Angel bra, at this point, I'm wearing it for 2 years, I no longer have the bulging underneath the arms. I no longer have the layer or the roll behind my back. So, and I wear my body magic with my Angel bra. And when the days when I don't wear my body magic, and those days are very rare, I still wear my Angel bra. And what's nice about the Angel bra is that I can exercise in my Angel bra and feel very confident that my breasts will not move all over the place. And then visually, this takes a minute to talk about the visual effect of the Angel bra. The Angel bra, if you remember looking at those old Playtex commercials, and we would notice the models, and their breasts will be standing back literally at a 90-degree angle. That's the way our breasts are supposed to look. And when you're wearing the proper bra, and you look at a person who's wearing a proper bra, and the breasts are sitting upward, it elongates your whole waistline. So you look longer, obviously. You can visibly see the waistline, and even more importantly, your clothes will look absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal when wearing the proper bra. So you definitely want to make sure, if you haven't had it already, you want to definitely go to bodymagic2go.com and email or order an angel bra. Okay, let's just continue on our discussion. The one important thing that you should remember about your bra, if your bra fits correctly, it should not be painful or uncomfortable to wear. I'm going to repeat that again. The one important thing you should remember about your bra, if your bra fits correctly, it should not be painful or uncomfortable to wear. If you have these problems, then you're more than likely you're wearing the wrong bra. And you should teach, again, our children. We should teach our children how to properly wear a bra. I remember when I was in fourth grade when I first started wearing a bra. And I remember my mother taking me to the department store where I was measured and put in the proper bra. Let me say this, ladies, before I move on. Don't even think about going to a department store, or I should say a superstore, super saving store, and purchase a bra off the rack. Go to a place, if you're not going to buy the angel bra, go to a place where they properly measure you. I've always gone to, I used to remember going on 125th Street, and there was a lingerie store where the person will properly measure you for a bra. A bra is not something you just take off a rack and you put it on. You should be propped in. The cup size is important, the width size, all that it should be, and what it is that you want to achieve, the look you want to achieve. Because you should always have a bra expert to help you. And again, Artists International has that. Every distributor of Artists International are now being trained on the proper measurement and fit of the bra. You know, so many women are affected by breast cancer, and I'm hoping that every now and then we have these conversations, and we will, as we get closer to October, the whole month of October will be dedicated again to breast cancer awareness, and I hope that you, those who are listening to the radio show, will, starting tomorrow, begin putting a team together to start walking for breast cancer, because it's really so, so important. And that brings me to our last sponsor, Avon. It's not your grandmother's company anymore. This is the company that puts mascara on lashes and food on table, that fights wrinkles with one hand and breast cancer with the other, that knows the value of a perfect lipstick, lip, but still opens his mouth and speak out against domestic violence and for women's financial independence. This is the company that not only brings beauty to doors, but also opens them. The company that supports 6 million representatives in over 100 countries. This is Avon. The company that has, for 125 years, has stood for beauty, innovation, optimism, and above all, for women. Avon began offering women the opportunity to be CEOs of their own businesses and control their economic destinies. To buy Avon products, to support Avon's cause, to become an Avon representative, call 914-447-1089. That's 914-447-1089. And don't forget that Father's Day and Graduation Day and Prom Days are coming. Consider giving that special one the gift from Avon. Did you know Avon has a foundation called Avon Walk? Throughout the United States, Avon has walks throughout the community. In the New York area, the dates are October 15th and 16th. And the money that's raised from these walks will provide women and men the breast cancer screening support and treatment they need regardless of their ability to pay. It will also help power leading-edge research teams across the country fueling their quest for a cure, all because of you. If you would like to get involved, if you and your friends would like to go on a journey, and it's a two-day journey, it's 39 miles. Go to avonwalk.com. That's avonwalk.com. And if you're unable to do it this year or for whatever reason, you can also go to the website, talk to your Avon representative, and purchase one of Avon's fundraising products. They have the breast cancer umbrella with the signature ribbon, pink ribbon. They have the tote bag. They have a breast cancer shirt, a breast cancer pin. There is also a breast cancer hat. And when you make these purchases, Avon donates 100% of the net profit to Avon Breast Cancer Crusade for research and access to care for all. I'm going to repeat that. When you purchase one of Avon's fundraising products, and that's what I just mentioned, the tote bag, the umbrella, the hat, the pen, the shirt, and whatever. I missed something. They even have a pink nail polish. You buy any one of those items, and any other items that comes up, Avon will donate 100% of the net profit to Avon Breast Cancer Crusade for research and access to care for all. So I hope that this this segment of breast health, hope that you find to be very helpful. One of the beautiful things about living in this day and age is the fact that we have access to the internet. And there's no subject on the internet that's not on the internet. And you can do your research, and God forbid, if you have breast cancer, there's organizations in which you can research and contact. Again, I remember when a friend of mine had breast cancer, the Breast Cancer Association, they partnered her with mentors. They gave her some starter things that she would need, you know, as a person whose breast was removed. So there's a lot of support there. And those who want to do preventive measures, there's a lot of information out there in terms of what you can do to prevent breast cancer. And again, the best way is those three things that I mentioned before in the beginning, and that self-examination, going to your medical professional and having the examination done there. And thirdly is by either going to have some kind of imaging, whether it's a mammogram or it's a thermography done. But these are the things that are really going to help prevent or, as we say, early detection is the best cure. So, I can't stress that enough. And again, if you like what you heard today and you don't know how to maybe share this information with someone, then share this link to the show. The shows are not listed as by date, but certainly it's listed by topic, but it's listed by date. And again, the show is on the internet, blogtalkradio.com/ The Internet Chronicle, and they can go back and they can listen to this particular show. And again, if you miss any of the information, you want to contact me about getting an angel bra, feel free to email me at Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, at Ardyss, ARDYSSNY.com. That's Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, at Ardyss, ARDYSSNY.com. And, just to say you want information, the shared information, whether it's about the angel bra or whatever information I may have. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please feel free to email me. We're looking for guests that talk about anything about holistic or wellness. And if you'd like to be an advertiser or you'd like to be a friend of the Drive at Five Live, please, by all means, contact me. And again, this is a health and wellness show, which airs every Monday for 1 hour. And I try to tailor the show to address health and wellness with a holistic approach, because your wellness is my concern. And it's never too late and it's never too early to practice good health. And so I hope that, again, that each and every one of you will share this information with your friends and family so that we can get them on the road to a better healthy lifestyle. So until next week, I hope that each and every one of you will be well. And I hope that you put some of these ideas in practice and make, the routine checkup for your breast cancer, breast breast examination routine. Make a routine a routine. And I personally like to have all my schedule all my doctor's appointments, visits, annual visits for the first of the year. Certainly people say you should schedule them around your birthday. So whatever you want to do, whether you want to do the start of the year or you want to do it around your birthday, by all means, do that. You have to start taking the first step. And then the last thing I want to share with you, you have to be proactive. And if something comes up, always ask your doctor, can you have a copy of your records? Because God forbid your hospital goes out of business, the doctor goes out of business, or whatever, at least you have a copy of your medical history in which you can share with the next physician. Okay, so hopefully I will talk to each other, or you will hear me next week on the Drive 5 Live. Again, have a wonderful week. And for those who have celebrated Mother's Day, because we aired before Mother's Day, I just want to take this opportunity to wish you a happy Mother's Day. Good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.